Good morning. It's October 5th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. You are listening to The Haunted Waltz. Today's title is Uncertainty Redux. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Proverbs 3:5-7. It doesn't happen as frequently anymore with the existence of modern navigational aids, but when you're sailing in open water, you can go from confident of your position to uncertain very quickly indeed. Uncertainty of position in a sailing vessel is the step right before disaster. If you are uncertain of your coordinates on the map, then you're at the mercy of what you can see. At night or in fog, you may be able to see very little. Even on a clear day when you can see distant landmarks, their actual identity and distance are easily misjudged, especially in waters like coastal Maine, with rocky shoreline that looks identical on each of 1,000 islands. The feeling is uncomfortable to say the least, and sometimes, as in thick fog, with no GPS or radar, downright terrifying. Uncertainty happens in life as well, and can leave one with the very same feeling, ranging from uncomfortable to paralyzing fear. See June 1st, Uncertainty. Maybe you're in your late 50s and just lost your job. Maybe you've just received a diagnosis that could go either way, in terms of your survival. Maybe you were recently separated and facing a probable divorce, with all its attendant uncertainty, in terms of children, houses, income, cars, household possessions, and even legal fees. Maybe your plans for graduate school didn't work out, and suddenly career goals are looking very different. Maybe you've just been discharged from the military, can't find a job with the skills you've learned, have no family support, and find it almost inconceivable that you are staring homelessness right in the face. There are unlimited scenarios for uncertainty in life. That's why having one thing of which you are certain is critical. Both scripture and experience have taught me that no matter how messed up, confused, and scary life gets, knowing that I am loved and valued immeasurably by the most powerful force in the universe is more than adequate solace. John 3:16, Romans 5:8, Isaiah 41:10, 1 John 4:16. The biggest part of being loved by God is the certainty that He has your best interest at heart. And even if you just can't see your way clear of your present circumstance, the one that loves you will never give up on you, will always be there for you, no matter what. Proverbs 3:5-6, Numbers 23:19, Psalm 86:15, 117:1-2, 118:1-29, Lamentations 3:22-23, Romans 5:8, Ephesians 2:4-5. Finally, God's steadfast love and power are coupled with His wisdom. Prayer brings answers on which we can depend, on which we can be certain. Proverbs 1:7, 2:6, 3:6, Isaiah 40:28, James 1:5, 3:17, Romans 11:33. So when you're uncertain, when you're making that list on legal paper of pros and cons, don't forget to pray and ask for guidance. It's there for those who believe it's there. And after you pray, be as patient as possible. God, who is by definition out of time, never promises to respond on our timetable, but you can be certain that He will respond. Dear Heavenly Father, we love You. We sometimes forget that Your love for us is unmatched and completely reliable. You see into our hearts and know our needs effortlessly, since You are indwelling through the Spirit. Remind us of this, Lord, when we face the terror of uncertainty. Your power is infinite, Your wisdom reliable, and Your love undeniable. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.